The next stage of the planning process for the future of the elevated portion of Interstate 81 through downtown Syracuse has been pushed back a few weeks. As the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports, it comes in the wake of some criticism from the State Transportation Department.
The State Transportation Department has been criticized for seemingly narrowing the options for the future of the elevated viaduct to either reroute or rebuild. DOT Commissioner Joan McDonald was in Syracuse Tuesday for two meetings. A private one was held with elected officials, and she met publicly with transportation planners. She decided to delay implementing the $32 million environmental study in order to better inform the public about the process. McDonald says the decision to delay beginning the new study was hers alone.
The federal environmental review process is somewhat cumbersome, and it takes some time for people to understand that process, and I want to make sure everybody is comfortable with it before we move forward.
She says the plan now is to approve the study in August. It shouldn't be a major delay in a decision-making process that isn't expected to be completed until 2017, when the I-81 viaduct is predicted to reach the end of its usable lifespan. McDonald says cost is a major factor, but not the only one. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.